Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This year, the acceptance rate at some of the hardest colleges to get into was in the single digits. Stanford only accepted 5.1% of applicants, Yale 6.3%. Of course, not everyone wants to go to those schools, but what do graduating students do if they don't have a college lined up yet for the fall? It's already May 17th. Turns out there's a resource for them, a list of colleges across the country that are still accepting students looking to start this fall. And they're also offering financial aid and housing. The list is compiled by the National Association for College Admission Counseling, NACAC, and includes more than 400 colleges. Joining us to talk about it is Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my high school. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Jeremy.
And Todd Burrell is with us as well. He's Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. That's one of the schools on this list. Hi, Todd.
Hello there.
So some of the schools here, Antioch College in Ohio, Bennington College in Vermont, two small private liberal arts schools there, Arizona State University, a public university. But there are 400 colleges on this list. Lisa, is that surprising?
No, it's not surprising. And I think why this list is so important, Jeremy, is it just screams that the elite acceptance rates that we hear about for college admissions are just not representative of what really happens in higher ed.
What do you mean by that?
Well, oftentimes you hear about, it's impossible to get into college nowadays. Schools are admitting less than 10%. And the reality is most colleges are admitting 65 to 70% of their freshman applicants. And so we have to help families understand that it's not impossible to get into college, and some amazing schools with enrollment management are still looking at applicants even into May and June.
Well, Todd, why does Southern Illinois University Edwardsville find itself on this list?
SIUE, as we're referred to, it is an institution that is a regional public institution, and we'll attract students from all over, but majority of our students come from Illinois, and we're close to St. Louis, Missouri, so we'll attract some from Missouri. But the reason is, I think the type of population of students we serve, we're not categorized as a highly selective institution. And we still have students who are still working out their finances, trying to determine if that would work, and asking for that time to make that decision. Although they may be ready to make it financially, they might still be working with their families to determine if everything would work out for them. And I think that serves a great purpose. And I think that's a lot of the schools on that list is there is still room for the students. We hope they decide as soon as they can, but given an opportunity to make sure everything works out in Aaron, because the last thing we want to do is see them coming in, rush in with the decision, and then not be able to work out the finances where maybe they work for 1 year, but then not for the years 2, 3, and 4 after that. And I always use the phrase that it is a lot easier and a lot more affordable for a school to retain a student than it is to recruit, because mm-hmm. so many dollars go into the recruitment of a student.
Do you think that you're going to be able to fill all the slots that you still have open?
That is our hope and our goal, yes. I do think that that'll be the case. And I think many schools on the list will work with those students. And again, we'll push them to make a decision when they're ready, even though, again, it's past that May 1 timeline. Most students probably do know where they're going. It's just making sure it works out before they submit an enrollment deposit that may be, for some institutions, non-refundable. We don't want them to lose that money, so we want them to know for sure.
Lisa, do you still have students after May 1 in a typical year that haven't figured out where they're going yet?
Yeah. I rely on the NACAC list a lot. I know it's not an exhaustive list. There are some institutions that are a little more quiet about not reaching their freshman goal and may not be a part of that list that you're looking at, Jeremy. But for our students, I would say there's probably 4 reasons why I will often be working with a student still adding schools to mm-hmm. their list now. They may have overreached. They may have built a college list where, sadly, if they were looking at some of the most highly selective schools, they were either denied or even waitlisted at schools, so therefore they don't have a real option in their back pocket. Sometimes their priorities change. They built their college list thinking it would be really fun and adventurous to go far from home, and then life happens. Something changes in their family, and they realize, I really need to be closer to home than I thought. And they'll often come in and say, hey, are there any schools with openings in Illinois? Because I really thought I wanted to go out east or west and my priorities have changed. And then sometimes it's a lot of honest self-reflection, Jeremy. They will come in and say, you know what? I have to be honest with you. I kind of let my ego drive my process of building a college list. I'm not really even sure why I'm connected to any of these schools, and I'd like to look at a few more. And then sometimes, as Todd mentioned, it's money. They may have gotten into schools and they just can't afford them. And now they're starting to look at openings for schools that are still reading in the summertime, hoping that maybe the financial aid might be a little more, you know, beneficial to them and make the choice a lot easier for them to pick a four-year school and not just how do I afford to get their freshman year. Mm-hmm.
And is the financial aid better right now, Todd?
I think it depends on each institution. I think a lot of schools, when they plan to offer their scholarships and their need-based dollars, such as grants, they offer them to the applicants who meet their deadlines. If the school doesn't quite yield the number of applicants that they expected to, they mm-hmm. might have some additional dollars. So for a student, it might still be that opportunity that they might be able to receive an academic or even a need-based scholarship or grant. But I think right now it's just saying that there's still room here if this would be the place and for you, and it would fit what you need as far as an institution and fit with your, you know, your financial situation.
And is the application process the same if you're applying at this point?
Yes, and I would say that's true for most institutions on the list, is they would still need to apply. Schools can make various deadlines. Even though it's post May 1, they may have a deadline that they set to say you need to be applied and let them know if you're planning to attend. Because we do have to plan, institutions, universities have to plan for the students coming in, meaning the coursework, the classes, and they want to know that sooner than later, because a lot of them have orientation programs in the summer, and that really helps those students out to get in the proper coursework. And again, we need to know that in advance. So the sooner, the better for the student. And if they're looking at a school that may be on the list, or a school that may not be on the list but still is open for enrollment, to contact that institution and work with their admissions office to determine what those deadlines are.
And Todd, let me just ask you, because some people may hear what we're talking about and say, well, are they lowering the standards to fill the class by accepting students at this point? What do you say to that?
I would say that most institutions, in my opinion, are not. I've been doing this for about 25, 26 plus years here. I don't think there are going to be schools that are going to lower their standards. Some schools may have what are called summer bridge programs or summer success, where they may work with a student saying, although we think you're not quite ready for the curriculum, but if you come in during the summer, take coursework, oh, we're going to put you in some proper placement courses, they can work with them there. But I don't see them changing their admission criteria. It's just really informing the students and the families that there is still room at the various institutions.
Lisa, finally, for those people who are still college shopping right now, what would your advice be to them?
Yeah, I would say the reality is there are so many schools that still have openings now. I mean, heck, like you said, from the NACAC list alone, there's 491 listed. I think they just need to realize that college is an option for them in any stage of their development. I know some students who at other high schools have opted to graduate early. They finished in December and they just assumed that I have to wait an entire year to kind of apply for the next cycle. And now they found that link and they're excited to know that they can still start college in August. So I think for us to just empower families and students to realize there are so many wonderful options, and people like Todd are waiting to talk with families that even think right now it's too late. It's not, and college is an option for kids to start this August.
That is Lisa Maselli, who is Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois. And we've also been speaking with Todd Burrell, Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.